I want to turn now to a conversation about source material. What is available and what is helpful to use with students in the classroom?
It was interesting for us, Ed Tevisham and myself, in doing the A-level textbook, how to think about sources. So I think, firstly, that there is a huge range of material for South Africa. The historiography is now very developed. But we also wanted to include, as far as possible, a range of sources that represented different types of thinking, whether they be Black consciousness thinking, quotes from workers. We had material from a couple of the rural rebellions. And I think tried to give some detail. For example, I found Belinda Bizzodi's book focusing on the theater of protest in Alexandra, which was one of the most militant of the Johannesburg township, an explosive place, especially in 84 to 86. And her book has got so many extraordinary quotes from activists as they developed what they were trying to do in a kind of element of local self-rule, in a way, taking power into their own hands, street committees. So there's enough detail from these different sources to be able to give a flavor of that. And another example was the Soweto school kids. We included both a source that tried to explain what the state was trying to do, but also vivid material from the school kids themselves and the extent to which they'd absorbed Black consciousness ideas, ideas about the system, as they called it. So in response to your question, there's a very wide range of material, but I would advocate that one can hear the language, the voice of people at different levels in society, not just the political leaders, but the diversity by race and position and gender. The sources should be able to give you that.
Yeah, 100% agree. And I think it's actually probably, for me, a quite enjoyable side of teaching, doing the research and finding things like the sources. And there are amazing ways to access them. So there's a website called South African History, and they have an amazing collection of sources, which are choreographed really well. They have summaries to help with your subject knowledge, as well as access the sources. And one thing that I do find quite useful about a lot of the books that I read from historians is that they do often actually embed the sources into the work. So you can actually just take that source, type it out, and give it to the students and get them to analyze it themselves. And this is a source paper as well. So half of the question is about source analysis. So the students need to be quite good at doing that and cross-referencing sources. So exactly as William said, it's like the whole exam is actually about, can you pick up diversities of opinions based on positions in society? So it's important that all voices are represented. And even if obviously the position of those in power isn't morally justifiable, it is still important to understand the fear that they had and that kind of motivated their actions, so that they do have that nuanced understanding. So I really recommend reading those books. There's one about women in South African history, which is a collection of different essays. It's just called Women in South Africa by Gasa, which does touch on that and include those different sources, gives you those different voices as well, which I really recommend.
That's really helpful. Thank you. And so what about visual sources?